On the Corn to Ethanol Research Advisory Board. He was a delegate to the U.S. Grains Council. With NCGA, he's been involved in a host of activities, finance, the biotechnology working group, just to mention. He also has brought most of his family and the entire town of Carmi, Illinois, with us. Actually, the doctor that delivered him is the only person that is not here that he knows. It's my pleasure to introduce the president of the National Corn Growers Association, Mr. Martin Barbary. See, they love you. They love you.
Absolutely.
I see you do. You do have most of your family here, or a lot of your family here.
Most all.
Yes. You come from a large family like I do?
No.
Nope?
No, just me.
Just you. Great conversationalist so far, I might add. Yes. One word answers. Is that what we're going to do today?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. I actually came from a large family. Pretty typical for the 60s and 70s. Seven kids. And in fact, I didn't know what it was like to sleep alone until I got married.
I'm not going there.
I may have shared too much information there, Martin. I'm not sure. So, there's a lot of people in this room know that the United States is the largest global exporter of corn, and what that obviously means is it affects the bottom line of the corn producers a lot. What's NCGA doing with regards to international trade for corn and corn products?
You know, obviously, Mark, international trade is a huge issue for us. We have a great partnership with the U.S. Grains Council. We share offices in Washington, D.C.
You were a delegate there, right?
Yes, was a delegate to the Grains Council meeting. It's a great experience to work with those people and promote our exports. You know, we're always working on trade partnerships around the world, working on, you know, TPA legislation right now.
Every commodity organization, all four of them that are represented here, at times, and I will say, first of all, and I think you would agree, that we have an active membership. We're a minority of people, but we get as much as we can out
we
of
do.
It. But how do we get more involvement in our commodity groups, particularly with corn growers?
You know, we talk about that, and really, you know, involvement starts at the state level. I mean, you know, states are always looking for volunteers, for members, and not just boards per se, but they're looking for volunteers for programs. I mean, you know, one just to mention one, Common Ground, that makes farm spokespersons out of farm women. It takes the farm mom and has her talk to the mom consumer.
You were president of the Illinois Corn Growers, is that correct?
Yes.
And your commitment started there, I assume. You got involved there first?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This
back to the one-word answer.
That's another one-word answer, yes. You're okay, we'll move you to the end of the row. And I do have one other thing that's I think particularly indicative with the corn growers. The Commodity Classic has always been a great forum for you guys.
Absolutely.
And why do you think that is? Why is this such a great forum to come together?
Mark, Commodity Classic is all about communication. It's about getting our word out to all the people that come, and not only just the people that come. We have the NAA, all the net farm broadcasters here to get that message out to the world. You know, but it's also about us communicating with our members as they're here and listening to what they've got to say to us. It's a great forum for us to really get a good grasp of what's going on in the industry and out in the country. You know, as a leader, it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to represent all the great men and women across this country that do what they do to feed the world.
Tell me about membership in the National Corn Growers. How are we doing? Are we vibrant?
We got a few.
We got a couple?
Yeah, we just broke a record. We're up over 40,000 now, and it's tremendous. Our membership growth has been great for the last 20 years.
Excellent. And I'm going to say you've got to compliment me. I did not make one short joke while you were up here.
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yeah, you just did.
Well, you know why I didn't make a bigger deal out of it is because...
Yeah, because Ray's coming out next.
Ray's coming out next, yes. Normally I'll tell the jokes, you know. If you want to jump in anytime,
okay,
you want
to. Sure, be glad to.
No, when I was growing up, I was short. I was very short. I was in a junior in high school. I was 4'11", so I heard all those short jokes, and I had to live with all those short jokes. So that's why I don't. My first driver's license, you could see my feet. I was the last guy in the crowd that knew when it was raining.
You know, I've always said
I could do this for an hour if you want. Yeah. So anyway, you are large in stature, and the corn growers appreciate your service. A round of applause for the president of the National Corn Growers Association, Martin. Thank you so much. Stay right there. All right. Thank you.